Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I don't know, Greg. I Googled songs about old people who can't hear, and this is what I got.
Yeah, that's what you got? Okay. It's nothing to do with age. I get text messages and DMs all day from young people who have suffered through the same thing.
All right.
And I was told by Curtis not to whine about it all morning, so I'm not going to whine about it. It's a two for Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that means we have Red Sox tickets to give away this morning and all day long on this radio station. So first pair of tickets for you coming up at 8:30 on this morning's show. We'll get to They Said It. Before that, at 7, talk about what Linus Allmark said about being on team rotation with Courtney Cox. And I would assume we may hear a little bit of the first media interview conducted by Bill Belichick, that with Roger Goodell, I would assume.
The world has officially flipped on its axis. Like, that was the wildest thing I have ever seen. Just the most awkward exchanges. It's like they lost the bet. It was new Bill.
The new Bill seems like such a nice man. Like, I would really...
A blast.
I would like to spend considerable time with the new Bill.
Yeah.
The old Bill would grunt and harumph his way into the studio at Gillette Stadium to do an interview with us, sit there and stare down at his game notes and say nothing till the mic was on, and then grab the mic and move the mic over. And the new guy is,
right,
he's a treat.
He used to get to the post-game podium, take the NFL insignia, and place it down on the ground so you couldn't see it.
Right.
Now he's having lunch with Goodell on camera.
People change.
I guess maybe that's just, we're seeing the real Bill Belichick now. The Bill that we saw is him when he jumped into his role as a coach, like many method actors, that they go full-on personality. But, that's Bill when he's not coaching football.
I mean, it's really interesting. I ended up I forget who it was. It might have been somebody here at the radio station yesterday or somebody that I ran into yesterday who said, what a breath of fresh air Gerard Mayo was yesterday on this show. And they love hearing him, and he's going to be a guy who's going to say whatever's on his mind.
Right.
So that part of it is great.
Right.
But does that really matter when it comes to being a great coach in the NFL? Maybe it is more important to fans. Maybe fans want a head coach. They want a guy who comes on and says, hey, yeah, I know I said we were going to burn a lot of cash, and I got beaten up over that, and I shouldn't have said it. What I really meant was we were going to burn cash if the right guys were available. I mean, maybe that's what they really want.
Do you think people really believe he's pulling any strings when it comes to burning cash? Because I don't. I think the only thing people are going to look and judge him on is how he does in-game coaching. I mean, that's it. Because no one believes he's got a ton of weight when it comes to free agents and draft picks and that kind of stuff.
I don't think anybody will care during the season if he's the same personality and gives us great interviews, but they're still losing. I don't think that he's going to win over fans because he's a great interview. Right now, I think fans take solace in the fact that he can relate to players if he's talking to them like he's talking to us.
Yeah, here's where it is the greatest. The juxtaposition is at the best to sort of describe this point. It's quarterback, not coach. But people were good to Cam Newton. People didn't hate and sort of throw slurs at Cam Newton, the guy. They thought he couldn't throw the ball. But Cam Newton on this show was phenomenal.
Yeah. Right.
And he was accountable, and he came on. And I think people were mad at how he played, but they weren't mad at him.
But the only thing that mattered was what Cam did on the field.
Same thing with Bill. If he went 14-3 instead of 3-14, he's not fired sitting next to Roger Goodell.
I think when you look at Mayo, where he's going to have a giant microscope on him is what he's doing in games, because people are going to go, oh, Bill wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's making rookie mistakes as a coach, bad clock management, whatever it is. Everything he does is going to be viewed about how he makes in-game adjustments, how he coaches, how he game plans. Because I told you, do you really believe a lot of people think that he has a ton of power when it comes to free agencies and draft picks?
No, I don't think he has much say in anything other than the you know, I think they ask him about personnel and he offers his opinion. And I think he, to me, is a guy that you look at and question whether he really understands how daunting the task ahead of him is. Like, I mean, you're going to be a rookie coach, rookie head coach in the NFL with theoretically a rookie quarterback in the NFL and an offensive coordinator who hasn't really done it before. I mean, there's a lot to that team. When he sits here and says, what did he say yesterday? This team is much better than it was last
100%
year.
100% better. They're definitely better.
I mean, is it really?
Yes, it is.
I mean, it is, Sean.
I mean, first of all, the quarterback position alone is going to be a million times better. Even if it's Jacoby Brissett,
I know you got all your bones on that and all your shekels or whatever it is, but I hope you're right about that. I don't know how you know. I don't know how you know.
I know. I just trust me. I know.
And the
receiver room is better by adding those two rookies. Your receiver room is now getting better. Like it's not much better yet, but it's getting there.
And
it's
I saw Mayo get a hard time about the correcting the record about the burning the cash.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Belichick told me that they forced a fake punt against the Bills that never happened. So both have had to clean up things. It's not totally unique to Jerod Mayo. And I thought that was really revealing, and it showed the Patriots kind of Red Soxian that immediately after Mayo's told that, you know, hey, don't do that again, but they let that story fester for 2 months.
Right.
It was awesome him saying, like, he went downstairs and Stacy basically slapped him. Like, said, what are you doing?
Do you really think it was Stacy or do you think it was Robert Kraft?
I don't think it was Stacy. Stacy's too good of a guy.
Yeah. This is Mike from Framingham. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Mike, speak up. No, please speak up. I can't hear you.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. No one's going to care how Mayo does his interview, how charming it is, if he doesn't win, because Rex Ryan was great when he did interviews. But once he stopped winning, nobody cared.
Yeah. No, I don't think
opposite of that is true. Bill Belichick didn't want to do this, didn't say anything, and he had the job for almost 25 years.
Right, but
he won, and then the only thing that people could nitpick about was the way he was when he met with the media. That was...
Because think about this. Even last year, when the team wasn't very good, people were like, this is Bill Belichick's best coaching year ever. Like, there were people that were saying because of how he was able to do some things. See, that to me...
The question becomes, would you rather have a nice guy who is great when he does an interview, very friendly, very nice guy, nice to his players, but can't win football games, or a meanie who wins all the time, who just ends up being a dink when he's interviewed in public? I'd prefer the latter.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We always talk about the guy who followed Brady, the coach who now follows Bill. Is he gonna go, DeMeco Ryans, have a great first year as a rookie coach, get a young quarterback to play well, or is he gonna go like, Steve Wilks, you know, where the first year is horrible And all eyes are like, oh, Mayo stinks. He can't do it. Bill would have done this. Bill would have done that. And people looking to run him out of here after 1 year.
Now, Texter says, Greg, if you go position by position, it's better except for left tackle. So,
yeah, I agree with that.
Maybe you agree with that?
I agree with what Mayo said. They're 100 times better this year than they were last year.
And at left tackle, they're probably going to be better because Trent Brown was as hot and cold as you can possibly be. And at least this year, you'll have some stability.
Okay, well, if you missed Gerard Mayo on this show yesterday, you can go back and listen to the entire interview on the Odyssey app. And that's another way that you can listen to this show if you can't listen on any of the radio stations that we have assembled for you all over New England. You can listen at your convenience on the app. So download it, AUDACY, and go back and listen to anything you may have missed on this show or on this radio station at any time. If you missed Drake May yesterday on this radio station, you can go back and listen to Drake May. He's another guy who I think will be a good interview.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like he's, I don't know, is he Gronk-like? Or I've heard people compare him to Gronk.
Maybe well, we know he got a lot of brothers.
Maybe because he's got the brothers.
Right.
He's got the high school sweetheart who's in his posse, which is, I'm sure Courtney is very interested in
high
that.
High school sweetheart, now public on Instagram.
Okay. All right.
I hit that
good.
Follow button real quick.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
Okay.
They're very cute.
How is Sophie adjusting to Jacksonville?
I wouldn't know.
You don't know?
Well.
You're not still following? You didn't give her
the follow? I didn't refollow after she blocked me, no.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Courtney's back, and let's get to this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
You know
Well, I know the voice. How could you not? That's Chris Cornell.
Yep.
I don't know the song, though.
This would be Revelations by Audioslave.
Audioslave has some great songs.
Yes, they do.
Great songs. What a voice. The great Chris Cornell. Shine. What a voice. Your lead this morning?
Yes, good morning, Greg. Well, it's interesting you bring up the Gerard Mayo comment about being 100% better because the line at sportsbooks currently for the New England Patriots, it varies a little bit, but for the most part, it's 4.5, and in a couple places, it's 5.5. And I got to tell you, Greg, smashing the over. I'm all about, you know me, I'm all about Drake May. I already bought my jersey, just waiting for that to come in.
Mm-hmm. What size?
extra large, yeah. not a 2X, thank God. And so I see this team and I see it finally moving in the correct direction. Last year was such a debacle, such mayhem. And now we've finally kind of made our way through the storm. We can kind of see on the other side, and we're starting. It's not perfect. It's not going to be amazing. But to think that this team is going to win 7 games and have another top 10 pick, but still be a 7-10 team, I think is extremely reasonable. So I am all over the over 4.5 and the over 5.5 at whatever book you're betting on.
How many wins do you think they have?
I would say 6 or 7 is my number.
Okay.
Right, I think Shime. 7-10 is very reasonable.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Shime. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So we're big on correcting the record, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody in the White House has that job as well. And so far in 2024, our president, Joe Biden, has had 148 mistakes in public remarks. These are widely varied, but considering the year is barely 4 months old, we are on pace for almost 700 mistakes by our commander-in-chief.
Did they include the one where he erroneously said his grandfather was eaten by cannibals?
That one would be number one on my list for most bizarre self-inflicted wounds, because what a bizarre story that was. But Joe Biden is very fortunate that his press secretary is not Shime with a board of drops, because that would make it far more entertaining. Yeah. But I think Courtney is someone that she has had far fewer than 148.
Oh yeah,
and she's not even the president.
Yeah, it makes the president relatable.
Yeah. Are you in double digits? Would you say, or
I don't think so.
This year, no.
I've been improving year after year.
Okay,
right, Courtney makes a president like the rest of us.
That's we're all
right.
The same.
All right,
that's giving me like Cannibal Lecter vibes. Thank you, Shime.
148 mistakes.
148.
Is that like serious things or wrong ice cream flavor, or we don't know?
Okay, here's an example. At an event last week, Biden seemingly read the word pause off of his teleprompter. But the original White House transcript of the president's remarks didn't include that word. It said inaudible, as in don't say it. They updated the transcript to correct the record.
Repeat the line. That shows that he is relatable, because he said pause before he said something that might have came off a little bit suspect.
That's what you say all the time. You say pause.
Yes. Pause, I love the D. Meaning I love Detroit.
Please say verbatim.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, thank you for the update on that.
We'll keep you posted.
We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead on a 2 for Tuesday next.
LLJ Cool J.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.